It's great, isn't it? It means that a South Yorkshire team will be in the final, and hopefully, obviously, it's us. You know, it's local, it's not a big trip, and it's a great facility, isn't it, hopefully. We're looking forward to it. But again, you know, we've got business before that, but it's certainly a draw that, you know, I'm not sure if Doncaster wanted it. And, speaking to Carl, I think he'd like us both to get to the final, but it's certainly a better option than going to Batley on this nice little hill and Lee to the Sports Village, which is a fair trip and tough if they play on a night game as well. So, you know, it's probably the right draw for us.
That's the one caveat, isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if this was the final itself rather than the semi-final?
It would have been massive, but it just shows how far South Yorkshire has come in the last so many years. And Carl and the chaps over at Doncaster have done a fantastic job keeping it afloat and getting promoted and getting to the grand final last year and winning and then getting promoted and getting some great results. They had a great result 2 weeks ago against a really strong Featherston team at Featherston. There ain't many teams going to do that. So they're a good team and your cookie's playing well, isn't he? And some of the players they've got in and around him are quality. So, you know, they're dangerous and you know, we're not taking anything for granted. You know, people might say, you're the favourites. But you're only the favourites on paper, aren't you? And we've got to make sure we go around his business and prepare ourselves correctly, and I know we will do. You know, we're a little bit disappointed how we're playing at the moment, you know, and we spoke about that after the Dewsbury game last week. We want to be a little bit better, and we're going to need to be. There's a massive game on Thursday against a very, very strong Batley team at Batley, with which I've just said about the pitch being a nice little slope. So that's going to challenge us for different reasons, but that's the league, and that's very important to us right now.
It's hard to put your finger on just exactly what the issues are in some respects, because some weeks I've been here and the issue has been about starting slowly, as it was against Dewsbury. In other weeks, it's you have the potential to rack up a really heavy scoreline, you take your foot off the gas and all of a sudden it becomes a different scenario. So which is it?
Well, at the end of the day, we don't need to be ready right now. You know, the big games are coming, but we always strike to try and get better for the second half of the season. We're getting there now. We're in the best position we've ever been. And let's hope that we get a little bit better. And we're looking for the consistent 80 minutes performance. And that needs to be hitting its straps very shortly. And, you know, this week on Thursday is the start of it. So, you know, is it going to raise the bar because of the quality of the opposition? I think it will. And we've had two good, really top quality sessions over the last couple of nights. They're really focused in, which is great because they know the importance of it. And then next week it's a different kettle of fish. It's semi-final, Ruby, to get to a final. So that'll fetch them back to ground again and get them refocused on that. And that's the challenge when you're winning so much. You know, when you've won 12 games on the bounce, how do you keep motivation going? Do they get a bit sloppy? Do they get a bit soft? Do they think they're invincible? I suppose that can creep in, but we need little things like league and then the semi-final of the cup, and then 2 weeks later it's a Challenge Cup quarter-final. So them little things hopefully will trigger us and keep us, you know, and make us more consistent, because that is the key for us. We are in control of our own destiny right now. If we win every game to the end of the season, we're going to have a great year, aren't we? We'll finish the league leaders, we'll win the grand final, we'll win the Northern Rail, but that's going to be a tough challenge for us. But it's certainly start of the game. You know, we started the game okay the other day. We had a couple of, you know, poor decisions from the decision makers in the team that let them off the gas, off the pump, realistically, because we could have scored as early as the first set. We didn't. Wasn't clinical, and a couple of other chances came. We wasn't clinical, and when you leave them in it, they start believing, and they certainly did. And you know, they're not a bad team. Actually, got some big, strong players and people who can kick the ball, and they got us into us. But you know, the sign of a championship team is that they're never defeated, and that's what we're really proud of. Twice we've played Dewsbury and potentially could have been beat, but we stuck in there. And you know, they were 25 minutes into the game and they were 16-0 up. They didn't score again, and that's also a sign of a very strong team. So we need to be better. We need the consistency of the players, and you know, that's what we spoke about this week, is that every player needs to up the ante and raise the bar a little bit more.
Because Batley are the challenge, in good form at the moment, handily placed in third place in the table. Obviously, you've got your history with John Key. We'll come on to that in a moment. But what kind of squad's he got? What kind of team has he put out there?
Oh, they're big and they're strong, and they've got people that can play ball. You know, there's Ben Black, who's one of the best halfbacks in this competition. They've got Gareth Moore that can kick a ball for fun. And they've got speed on the wings, you know, this Campbell and Johnson, and then there's Myle Greenwood at fullback. All that back three is potentially as good as our back three, you know, and that's, we're a real strong back three. So, you know, and then there's people like Alex Rowe coming on and giving them impact, and Keegan Hurst. So they're big and strong, but actually smart, kick the ball at the right time. And if you don't put the ball in the right area of the field at the right time, the back three can hurt you. And if you have a loose ball, then they can go full length, as I saw last weekend when I went to watch him against Workington. So there's danger all across the field, and we, you know, we're going to have to be really smart. We've got a plan. The players have got to execute the plan. They've got to be really disciplined. If they do that, we can come away with the result. If not, we can come unstuck.
And you look at their squad, they are a team that have, what, 7-8 years experience at championship level. Some of the players in there, they're not maybe young kids from the Super League that are just dropping in for the most part. They're not. There are players there that have played at this level for such a long time.
Yeah, that's right, both wingers, you know, certainly Campbell and Myles Greenwood, and two centres, Danny Morn and Walton, who's a big threat as well on the edges. And your halfbacks have played at that level, so they've got the experience, and they're no big games, though. They won the Northern Rail final a couple of years ago, didn't they, in Blackpool. So, you know, they've got the experience and they've got the quality in that squad at playing at this level. What we've got to do is play at our level and see and challenge them, and how we end our sets is very important to us on Thursday night, because we were really disappointed the other day how we turned over the ball.
So it is John Keir, master against student, can I call it that?
Is he the student? Oh, well, you know, we've got a lot of history, haven't we? We've had the ups and downs, and we had a great time in 98 at the Wembley. We fell out a little bit. Okay, it's time to bury the hatchets, and look, we're in it for the right reason. John's doing a great job at Batley. You know, he's going to be part of the celebration, if you like, when we have the quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup. He'll be here, he'll be on radio. He'll also come to the reunion, part of the 98 squad. So you can never take that away from us, what John did for us that year, and I respect him for that, because, you know, without him, we possibly wouldn't get there. So, you know, if he wants to be called a student, that'll be fine by me.
Because you know him, do you know his teams? And I suppose I suppose you could ask the same question to him. But yeah. but is there perhaps an insight there?
Yeah, and he knows how I want to play, and he knows we want to play football, and we want to entertain, and he speaks about that all the time. And I know John, and he needs, you know, he wants them to be patient and disciplined and put the ball in the right area of the field, which is a trait of both of us, I suppose. You know, I challenge my players whether, you know, to play the football and make the decisions. If you make the wrong decisions, then make the right one the next time and learn from that. You know, that's what I'm about, and he knows that, and he knows we've got loads of threats and loads of danger. But I know John Key 100% will have this team on the top of the mountain, ready to play on the mount, I suppose you should say, on Thursday night, because that's what he did for us at Wembley, and I know he can get teams up for that. So it's going to be a massive challenge for us. They haven't beat us in a lot of years at the mount, and we want to keep that record going.
In terms of the overall picture of the league table, it would put some fairly hefty distance between yourselves and them in the quest for at least first in the table. It's an important game, albeit only in the middle of June.
Exactly, and Lee look like they've dropped out of it. I think they're 9 points behind us, and Batley are 3 points behind us. If we can get 3 points and they don't get any, that's 6 points, and it just knocks them away, doesn't it, with 9 games to go. And then who's in the top three? Is it Halifax, Featherstone, Batley, Sheffield? And they, you know, I know that Batley's got to play Featherstone. I know that Featherstone's got to play Halifax in the near future. So it's coming to that time now where teams are going to start knocking each other and getting the space. All we can do is keep winning. And this week's important to us, so we get that space between us and Batley. And then the next challenge is, hey, we can have a week off from the Thurman League and go to semi-final football, and then back into the league against Swinton down here, which we, again, we're loud and proud. We've not been beat at Don Valley this season or at home. And we want that to be the same when it comes to the Challenge Cup quarter-finals, don't we? And we want to keep that for the rest of the season. And that's a challenge for us. We're loud, we're proud of where we play and what we're about. We're from Sheffield, and we want to sing from the heights of Don Valley.
Just finally then, Training's gone well last two nights, but any injuries to contend with ahead of the Batley game?
Well, pleased to report that both QLT and Menzies are both 100% fit. There was a little bit of a doubt about them both last night, but they've both come through a very rigorous training session tonight and passed the fitness test. So both of them are fit, and if they wasn't fit, they wouldn't be playing. You know, I've got people that can cover them positions. You know, Matt Garside could have played in the centre, Ned Morrison could have come on onto the wing, Mr. Talapapa could have gone to fullback. You know, there's no way that we're going into a massive game against Batley with any injury concerns. So, yeah, we've got a few selection problems. You know, Alex Sosiak's back. He had a bit of an operation last week to have something cut out of his forehead and had stitches in there, so he wasn't fit last week. He's back and he's been playing remarkably well. Peter Green has been outstanding. James Davies has been outstanding. So, you know, we've promoted Pete Green to the starting 13. Who comes onto the bench? Well, there's only four players can make it, and I've got six ready to play, so there's going to be some disappointed people. Colton Roach is in the 19 as well, whether he'll make it. And then I've got a decision to make. You know, as I've said, James Davey was outstanding last week. Peter Green was outstanding last week. Matty Garside's been really good. So, you know, we've got to be, we're going to be looking and picking the fourth member from two or three.